what struck me most when I read it is the difference between the club now and the difference 20 years ago, and compared to some of the newer clubs in the AFL, and the assistance and support they've had from the AFL and the clubs in the AFL to get off the ground. And I certainly think that one of the reasons why the newer clubs have had the assistance and the support is because of the lessons learned out of Fremantle. I look back, and one of the things that struck me is, would we have changed anything about it? Would we have wanted to be a club with draft assistance and financial assistance and management assistance and support? And I actually think no. I think one of the things that's made Fremantle the club that it is today and makes the supporters and members and the players and the people who work here resilient and strong is the history of the club and the way we started, and that lack of assistance and some of the hard times we had initially that meant we had to pull ourselves up and stand on our own two feet without support. And that hardship has helped define the personality of who we are today and the resilience and the way we work and the way we apply ourselves today. And that's the key takeout for me in the book. So I look back and go, yes, we had hard times, but where we're at today is a result of those hard times and a measure of how we got there. And that's made us who we are.